Enda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless, the Harbinger on the Line Revolution, a marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even when they ask you, how sabi in, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Man, I'm telling you, we gotta start recording like every day, bro.
It's crazy, right?
How wild was it? Because we recorded on Tuesday. So we recorded the Thursday episode, the one that's the recent episode,
yeah.
On Tuesday. Mm. As soon as we left the studio, fucking hell, bombs everywhere. Yeah. SK yeah. Koza.
SK Koza the following morning. Jeez. It was like madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't keep up. It's too much.
It's too much. That's how we're going through the most as a country, man.
And that
a
lot dropped of things in the AMs.
Yeah.
Oh, woke up to Abel.
Yeah. What was he doing there? What style is that? What style of fingering is that one?
It's DJ. Tiki, tiki, tiki.
No, that's who's doing the right way. The right? How do you finger? Okay.
Okay. Take them Bessie, take them Bessie.
How do you finger?
Fuck out of here, fuck out of here.
Finger my fingers. No. How do you finger, bro?
No, but which one is that one, dog? That's like some professional shit.
Yeah, but how do you finger, man?
No, there were, no, there was no insertion. It was just like playing with the clitoris.
Yeah, it's part of fingering.
It's part of fingering.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so. Since you're using your hands, that's
what it's part of. It's part of stimulation of the clitoris and then the labias. You know, the lips, vagina lips, and stuff.
Mm.
That's why most ladies don't like. You know, most ladies don't like fingering because niggas baba kholos. Like, you know, gotta read the room, the mood, and everything. You can't just put your fingers in someone. It's uncomfortable. So you gotta, you know.
How many fingers have you tried to put in?
Not tried successfully.
No way.
No. Whole hand. Whole hand. Whole hand and part of my thumb. Yeah.
That's fisting.
At what point did you realize?
No, fisting is when you get the whole thing in, which I didn't get the whole thing in. You know, otherwise.
And did you do it all at the same time?
Was fistos. It's all fistos. Eta.
Did you do it all at once?
No. You work it up.
Gradually,
yes. At once, you're hurting someone, and I've got like a big hand, you know. People think I'm short, I've come to realize. But I've got a big hand, which is testament to my height. But you work it, you know. Of course, you can only do that when she's very excited and very thingy, you know, and very wet. Yes, because she doesn't even feel it. It's like when you spank someone during sex.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard. And they don't feel it because the adrenaline and everything else is, you know. But you do spank them when they're chilling, cooking really hard. Becomes a problem. So you work.
But at what point were you like, okay, it's time for the thumb now?
No, put on. Okay, we're in. Cool. If the whole thumb goes in, the hand can go in. But no, she didn't say no. It was good.
No, I'm saying she said more. Like,
she said more.
As in,
her body said more. Yeah, I don't think this happened many years ago.
That's wild.
Many years ago. Yeah, bro.
I think the most is three fingers. You are three, ne? Yeah, three is the standard.
Oh, for real?
Three is the standard.
According to who is the standard?
According to who, dog? According to who? According to who, man?
Anyway, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. The Coast Lady is back.
Whoa!
Our queen, yes. Umama Zekai.
Welcome back. welcome back.
Hey, fuck, we missed you. It was a shit show without you, man.
There was a shit show.
Hey, we're missing out on campaigns.
Hey, we missed out on campaigns. We missed out on things to do.
There was a mess.
Hey, man.
It's like when you leave your man and you go away for like a week or two, you come back, the house is upside down. It's literally that right here.
Yes. How the kids are unattended to.
How was your maternity leave? Because like I think it's probably the first time we never did a show together since we started.
Actually.
Yeah, it was the first
for
time
like
ever.
2 years.
For real, since you ever started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. How was your maternity leave?
It was great. I've got such a beautiful baby girl.
Oh, guys. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Oh. How come you haven't shared
pictures?
I'm
so in love.
I haven't shared pictures with
us. I haven't. Okay, I'll send pictures as
well. Wow, beautiful.
Like with us or to the public?
No, no.
Not just to the public.
Oh,
Haven't I sent you a picture? I sent a picture to you?
No.
Did I send a picture on the group?
Nope. You didn't send a picture.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
For real. Yes. Oh, wow.
What's her name, Kunji?
Mila.
Mila. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
My baby girl.
Why Mila? What does Mila mean?
As in growth, Ukmila.
Oh, Ukmila.
Leguyamila.
Oh,
in fact, I saw that when I loved the name when I heard I was watching another show, and I saw this other lady. Her name was Somila, and I was like, "Oh, that's a beautiful name." While I was pregnant, because obviously we're thinking, "What will be the child's name?" And then so it was like when I heard that it's a girl, I was like, I told my husband, I was like, "Okay, I heard this name called Somila, and I love it." Because it's all just like agricultural and stuff.
So how far into the pregnancy was that when you decided on that name?
Must have been like 3-4 months. Four months, I think. Yeah. Well, so after I knew it's a girl.
Oh, wow. So you and your husband never had the whole thing of naming, because a lot of people name their kids before they even come. Like, before you're even pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our next kid, we're going to name to keep in with a particular theme.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
And how's Mnaga?
Oh, he's so excited. Nah. So happy.
Hey, having a girl slaps different, man. It's different from having a boy.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So now it's Nala and Mila.
Yes.
It was that.
That's the thing. The names are agricultural. So you remember Nala's name is also, it's because in Zulu, you know, it's. If Mauti ute ushai nala, it's like when you reap a successful harvest.
Mm.
Inala.
It's not a nail.
No.
In Sotho, it's a nail.
No, even in Sotho, I think.
Kim manala.
Yeah,
manala linala.
Yeah, but nala.
Mm. Yes. Oh, ushai nala.
And did you miss us?
I did.
Yeah.
There'll be days where I'll just think of you guys. And I'm just like, I just want to be around you. Like, just without even recording. Like, man, you know, you guys are like so, you're part of my life, guys.
And your other job, did you go to work?
No.
Oh.
No.
So what were you doing? You were just like watching TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Mm.
Doing a lot of just watching my baby. That was what I was doing.
What other job do you have?
I'm a wife.
Oh. Well, you can't abscond that job. Wait, what other job? No, she's like, what other job does she have?
She's like, I don't know, I still don't know, bro. She's like, it's my
church thing.
Yeah, the church thing. She's a
Mamuruti. Oh, that's a job.
What, I'm a Mamuruti? No, I'm not.
Oh, something at the church. Man.
So you run the church?
Change. No, no. I run a church.
You can run it.
No,
no. Mfundis is just a performer. You like the person who makes sure the riders are fine and the bed.
And NGO.
And the roadkill. And the roadkill. I'm a priest of roadkill. You don't know. Priest of roadkill, dog.
For days.
The most roadkill, bro. Oh, I'm telling
you. No facts.
No facts. Priest of roadkill. It's a whole thing.
You've never been hit on by a priest? One of your priests?
No, a pastor. I don't hang around pastors. Well, I don't even hang around them. So, yeah.
Yeah. You lying.
I never, guys. Like, why would I?
I'm sure they've been eyeing her.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pastors.
Where from where?
I'm from DC.
I don't go to church.
Anyway, make sure you subscribe, smash the like button. We're on the road to 700K.
Dope.
Coming at you live from podcasts from David Mashabela Studios. Yeah. If you want to use the studios, podcast at mashabela.co.za. Bro, what's going on, man? Why are niggas buying handbags? Have you seen that? Yeah.
Handbags. Guys are car buying handbags. But it's always been a thing. Remember before there were man bags. Mm. Are you referring to the Maporisa thing?
Yes, because I saw a picture. I don't know if it's true or not.
Hermes.
The Hermes bag.
Hermes bag. Apparently
that bag is like worth half a mil.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw that. And apparently you don't just buy it. You don't just get it at the store. It's a special, it's a whole thing. And I don't get it. It's just a bag.
Bro, it's just a bag.
Like,
right?
It's just a leather bag. Like, I've got
a bag. No, it's not just a leather bag.
No, but it'll carry something like any other thing carries things. How will it carry it differently? What? Like, I can't put a value of 400,000 on a bag.
Dude. And with Hermes, like, it's crazy because they're so exclusive that you don't go and buy it at the store.
Yeah.
Like, you get chosen.
Yes, something like that. Yeah,
so was Maporisa chosen?
No, I think maybe that's a secondhand bag.
Yeah, you could, because secondhand value, they're still like worth a lot. Because some people do also buy it like on secondhand.
Yes,
and there's no shame. It's still like.
Yeah. Is that how Hermes works?
I know you can buy them though, or you can order. There's just, it's, I don't know the selection process. I don't know. Like,
but I think if you order, it's limited. What I'm trying to say is that it's very, very exclusive.
Yes.
Like if you have a bag like that, dude, you've made it in life.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No.
Like you're rich.
Yeah,
you're rich, man. If you've got a Hermes bag, it's like, you know, I didn't even know about Hermes bags till now. Then I Googled them, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
This is a different ball game altogether.
But it's also actually an investment because, like, if you bought an LV bag last year for 20K, for example, right now it's worth 30.
Yeah.
So you can pass that on to your children and imagine how much more money
they can make.
Is it that simple?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bit complicated. Like,
No.
Because there's so many fakes of LV bags.
And we're talking about the real ones.
There's the good fakes also.
No, we're talking about the real ones.
The value appreciates.
Yeah, it appreciates.
No way.
Kid you not, bro.
Are you for real?
Ghost lady, back me up. You're a lady here.
Yeah.
Checker, please
also,
check.
Yeah, appreciate. She must also just check as well.
And you know this?
Yeah.
Yeah, some selected items, right?
So Hermes has their bags. You can only buy two per year. So each customer is limited to buying two per year. So it's quite elite. I mean, it's quite niche and elite. Oh.
Which one? Which one is that? Which
it's
brand?
It's the Birkin bag. It's the Hermes Birkin bag. So it's a woman's bag.
Oh, so it's not Hermes. We're saying it wrong.
Yeah, it's Hermes. It's Hermes.
Why don't you fix us? Why don't you fix us?
I'm fixing you now. It's Hermes.
Yeah, but I just picked it up. Oh, Hermes.
Hermes, yes.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Not Hermes.
Chanel does the same thing.
Sounds like herpes.
it does.
Yeah, herpes.
But normally you must have a hairpiece when you're carrying that bag.
Yes, and herpes will affect the scrotum.
And she's back! And you must see the branding, bro. It's very subtle. Like, they're not like Gucci where they got the big G.
Yeah.
It's very subtle. Well, if you know, you know.
Sometimes. But even the bag, it's the Birkin, right? Like, they can identify it. You know it. It just has its own style.
So what is special? What drives the value of this bag up all the way to 400 and something thousand rands?
Because people love exclusivity. Yeah.
So that's what they're selling. It was handmade China, or it was just
they're all handmade. Just a brand. Yeah, they're all handmade, but the way they position their brand is that, like, if you're rich, you gotta have it.
Yes,
that's the dumbest concept ever.
Yeah, that's what they're selling.
Let's just make a leather bag and put a 500,000 rand price on it, so that people can, you know, brag when they buy it. It's the weirdest thing ever, bro.
Yeah, the most expensive one I think was a million dollars. Yeah, there's a guy who bought it for $1 million.
Damn.
Yeah.
Does your mom like it?
Like what?
Aren't you the guy who bought it for $1 million?
I didn't even start you.
For a change, it took a sweat. Every time I rock, I'm responding. For a change, let me start shit. How's you finding it? How's you finding it?
Are you flying to Paris for that?
But is Piano making that much money, guys? Wait, my police, I can walk around with 500,000 rands worth of a bag. And it's a big thing. My woman is showing me, like, Oscar Mbo does it as well. Sean the stylist, they got bags. They're getting bags better than women now, bro. It's crazy. It's wild, bro. Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's those men bags.
It's a thing, bro. But Ben is making money. Crazy money. You've seen, dog, when Musa Kaula drops that breakdown of items they're wearing. Guys are making crazy money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Billy Musa Keys was in Paris at by the Prada store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just picking stuff. Like,
fuck me.
And you know that shit, that bill is over 100K. Hey, you know that bill is over 100K. Eh?
It's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's piano talk.
Yeah. So what do you think about AK saying that it won't last for 10 years?
That's weird. AK, it's sad because it sounds like the Kwaito guys when hip-hop came in. It sounds like DJ Spook behind them is like a mask when he said, and he's saying, look how far Amakoporoshe have taken it now, right? And where is Kwaito? So yeah, you always have to be very careful, especially because AK half the time is sampling dance music in most of songs, you know what I mean, the big songs. So you have to be very careful, bro. You have to look at a genre and think, does it have the ability to evolve? And piano has definitely evolved since it came in. So I think he'll regret saying it, or he'll be proven wrong. Definitely piano's here to stay. It's 10 years.
Bro, it's crazy how we always have an expiry date for things. Why? Like, why do you have to have an expiry date?
Can't you just enjoy it?
Yeah, bro, like, dude, listen to this.
Yeah.
Afro Nation in Portugal.
Ish.
Piano had a floor. Not one or two acts. Like, they had a whole entire Amapiano floor in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Exactly.
That's crazy, bro. That's insane. I've never seen anything like it. Like, it's massive,
that
bro.
That was crazy,
and wait until America catches, well, they already started with like Chris Brown.
Yeah.
But once they start fucking with it, then it's gone.
Gone. And it's not competing. I don't get it. Like, you know, it's like hip-hop guys think piano's... No, it's not competing. It's just another genre. Yes, maybe competing for the market, but musically, it's not competition.
Yeah, I mean, Musa Keys, he's out in Ireland. Well, he got deported.
What happened?
His visa something.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shame. Yeah. So someone fucked up his paperwork.
Yeah. Uncle Waffles, I think, is in Dubai now. Kamon Pela was at Portugal. Now she's in Morocco. And then she's going to, I don't know, some other country within 7 days. Like, dude, niggas are fucking rocking. We going to the UK.
Hey. UK, man. Yeah. Hey. Birmingham, Manchester.
Just
London.
Slot us in there.
Yeah. I was waiting for that. Like, yeah, he must call. That's his fog. Yeah, bro.
And then hip-hop guys, you just see them at Kong Recharge.
At Nostra. MCing.
Moloko.
No payment.
Konka. And then it's done. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Oh, a rap. Oh, a rap. Get it all.
Oh, I stumbled upon that.
Oh, Chasey.
Chasey. Dude, what were you telling me about open mic? Speaking about music, what's going on at open mic?
Oh, yeah. So there's a rumor that says open mic, all the artists are getting rocked, including the biggest one.
Open
which is,
mic. Those are the guys signed.
Signed.
It's with a label.
Yeah. They signed Master KG, DJ Obza. And Makadzi, and there's other small ones.
Yeah.
So even for Makadzi,
everyone is getting rocked. They're not getting money from their royalties. I'm being told. They don't know what's in their contracts, and the record label is not giving them their contracts.
Whoa!
But what did they sign?
So yeah, that's what I was asking. What did they sign?
If they're not getting,
but the they contract. Don't know what. The guy is saying they went and signed and never got the copy of the contract.
Wow.
I was like, that's a rookie move.
Rookie move.
But
number one, how did they get the contract? Because it's 2022, man. It should be email.
Yeah.
So you should always have your contract.
So they went to the thingy.
And they gave it to them.
Yeah.
They faxed.
I need to when you rocking.
They faxed it. Yeah.
And it's facts. When you're rocking someone, you bring them to the studio and make them sign. So that they don't see what they signed.
But that's why you initial every page, right?
Yeah.
They can't just give you one page or the last page.
So rumor says they're being rocked. There's a court case going on between Master KG and the company record label.
Master KG.
And apparently Nomcebo was right. It was not Master KG that was rocking her. It was actually the label.
Yeah, it's always like that. Oh. Yeah. Master KG doesn't own the
label. She was fighting the wrong person, basically.
when she was fighting.
And they made a killing. I mean, Jerusalem is still
Jerusalem. Royalties are worth it, man. Jerusalem royalties are worth the fights.
I mean, selling 500k in USA. That's a big money, dog.
And so generally,
you have to fight. He sold what?
500k.
Units,
yeah.
In America.
In America.
Oh, I mean, you were sitting there when I said it, yeah.
Ah, man, we say a lot of things.
Yeah, bro.
Yes.
It's gone like what, gold?
Yeah.
What is it, gold, right?
That's gold in America.
But he's got a certification. Yeah.
And that's why they're probably rocking him, because gigs, I'm sure he sorted.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're saying they're not getting the royalties and the sales. So royalties, the whole name, the sales falls
under royalties.
Under royalties.
So gigs, so they're
making money off gigs. Mm. That's what
so the
saying. But the smaller artists are not making money.
Yeah, because like they're not gigging.
DJ Obza, they're not gigging that much. And apparently DJ Obza was complaining on Facebook that he can't even afford airtime. And he's got the biggest songs.
Which song is that?
It was Lam is DJ Obza.
Oh, It was Lam. Yeah. That's massive.
That's one of the songs.
Jeez, man. But we've heard the story before, man. Yeah. Like, why do niggas sign to labels, bro? Like, it's 2022, bro.
I don't know.
But labels have resources. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's where they catch everyone. Everyone is broke, bro. And
yeah, true.
When
yeah.
you come in the industry, you just want to hear your song on
and,
radio.
And most creatives don't want to worry about the admin of creating.
Exactly.
They want to worry about the process of creating the art.
You just want to get into
studio booking, not the video shoots, not the distribution. How do we get, and these things you can do them yourself, but they don't want to worry about how do we get our music on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, and all digital platforms, Tidal and stuff. We just want someone to do it. And they're thinking that person is going to do it, it's got a good enough heart to just do it and take what is belongs to them, they're 10% and give you everything else.
Are you sympathetic to them with everything that's out there regarding labels and what's been out there?
I'm not sympathetic because the information is out there. But I understand the frustration and the need to just want to do music. Not everybody's cut out to be a Jay-Z, an entrepreneur who signs themselves and becomes successful, you know, or a Black Coffee who leaves Galawa and starts Solistic and signs themselves and becomes successful. Yes, that's the route the world is generally taking, but not everybody's cut out, you know, to be that.
And they also sell you trust, dog. Mm-hmm. They sell you that you can trust me. I'll make you money and make you the person that you want to be. Ooh. So as a broke person, you buy into that.
So how come you never signed a label? You started your own.
They didn't want me. Thank God.
Yeah. Who did you try?
I tried Sony. I tried Universal. I tried Gallo and EMI.
Yeah.
No one wanted me.
Sony's eating up all the piano cats,
and I'm blessed to have that.
Exactly. Sony's eating up all the piano cats.
Yeah, they're doing well on that. They're also selling them well. That's the thing.
Yeah,
yeah. They're putting piano on the map.
So I
hope they're not rocking them though.
So
chances they are, man.
But now that it's labels, right?
Yeah.
But now that piano's doing so well, what is Sony bringing to the table? I mean, what would Sony be doing? You said they're selling them well. How? Because already piano sells.
Access.
What's this for Sony to do?
Access and resources.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they say.
Which one is Focalistic? Hey, did you see Focus and Chilla?
Focus and Chilla! We love you, bro. We love Focus, man. But he wants 100,000.
He wants 100,000.
But he wants 100,000 on the show, man.
We'll give him my mom's bag.
Oh, now you're willing to shake.
I saw that, man. Shout out.
What label is he under?
Foca. It's Sony, right? He's running with Sony.
Can you please check?
He signed
that?
His own.
Please
isn't
check
it 18 yard area or whatever?
Yeah, and it now what? Okay, yeah, 18, so what the labels do, they buy into the independent label.
Yes,
they do what Americans do. Def Jam would buy a Rockefeller into, and then they make them a subsidiary into them.
Yeah.
They buy distribution or publishing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or their whole label as a whole.
Because Foca, his smartest move was to tap into the Nigerian market because it's huge. When he teamed up with Kista, Davido. He just
stopped.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Gone.
That was a great move.
Yeah. Because Nigeria is huge, dog. If you make it in Nigeria, you're gone, bro.
Nigeria, dog.
It's massive.
Something else, yeah. And guys are trying. It's not easy, though. AK tried. Guys, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But it's doable.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Also, Yeah, I'm in this group, no? With my cousin. His name is Ed. Ed Too Great. He's always got these wild conspiracy theories. So he's got a conspiracy theory.
It's a family WhatsApp group.
Yeah, it's just me and my cousins in there.
Okay.
But he's got this conspiracy theory regarding petrol price. I want to read it out to you.
Okay, so you're opening the group now.
Yeah.
Dope.
How much is the petrol price now? Fuck yeah. So much, bro.
Thank you, bro.
How much? 36.
26. Yeah, it's 26. Sheesh. Guys, it's hectic.
How's that affecting you, so?
How's that affecting me?
The petrol price.
It's not affecting me at all. I get to where I need to get. It's not affecting me.
How much is your full tank? Because mine was like 1.1. Now it's like 1.4.
So for the small car, it was 995. For the big car, it was 1.8.
Currently.
Yeah. I was crying.
How much is your full tank, bro?
1.3 now. Okay, so here he goes, ne? He says, so here's a conspiracy theory around the rise of petrol. Motor vehicle manufacturers have signed and agreed to stop producing petrol diesel engine by 2030. So all the oil companies know they will be useless in 10 years' time. And just like Biano.
According to the good book of AK.
And they're trying to milk us as much as possible by creating crazy reasons why petrol is going up. They're blaming the Russian war, but Russia has not stopped its production of oil and has not slowed down their output. Especially since they're doing their best to make sure Tesla wins the electric vehicle war. So there's a car manufacturing race war as to who will lead the electric car race. VW have joined the race and China has joined it. It was just Japan and USA. What do you think about that?
I think I hear it. It makes sense. But also, I mean, come on, bro. Let's say they phase out, you know, petrol cars in the next 10 years. On our roads, for example, you still see a Toyota Hiace.
Yeah.
That's from when?
Way back.
That's from the 90s, if not the 80s. Yeah. And they're still on our roads.
Mm.
Someone still drives a Corolla from 95. It hasn't missed the service. It's well taken care of. Petrol will be around for a very long time. On the roads, on cars.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like people, it's not like a cup where you use it for a day. It's cars. People buy a 2020 car, you're going to use it for a good 10 years. If you sell it, someone else uses it. It literally will be used for like a good 15, 20, 30, 40 years till it crashes.
Mm.
Yeah, so I get it. It makes sense, but nah, petrol still going to be around.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
It's another conspiracy theory. I just think that's what it is. Mm. That's all.
Hey, he's wild with the theories, man. Must I give you the load shedding? His theory for load shedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's his theory?
Yeah.
He's like, how come the government was able to supply electricity for everybody during lockdown when we're all at our houses, but now they can't?
Hey,
that's a good question, though.
We didn't have load shedding, right? During, and we had winters of I remember.
And everybody was home using. Everybody was at home using electricity.
Hmm. But didn't they save, obviously, because everyone was home and not at work? Yeah, the big industries were not.
So the factories had stopped, like they weren't manufacturing. That could be a good rebuttal.
Okay, so then how do you explain Sundays?
How do you explain Sundays?
Why do we have load shedding on Sundays? The corporations and manufacturers that you guys are talking about are closed.
Ah, but Tim Shini, Kona.
Explain that.
There's someone who's. Hey.
It's just a conspiracy theory, by the way.
Anish Steve.
There are those who work overtime over the weekend. Very easy. One of us, Tim Shini, on. That's the problem.
So when he said that, I'm like, yeah, dog. Like, during lockdown, we're consuming more electricity more than ever because everybody's at home.
So he's saying government then is okay, why then? Because clearly that's what he's saying. That they're just depriving us of the electricity.
It's because what you said in the other episode, because they're trying to privatize it.
They're trying to, exactly,
yeah,
right?
It's politics,
so that we're that desperate, we're like, I just privatize the bullshit.
Yeah, because now what you got to do is you got to create commotion and then supply the solution.
Yeah.
So now if government says, okay, guys, here's the solution, but you need to pay X amount, anyone will pay to have electricity right now.
True.
We just want solutions.
Get people desperate enough.
Mm.
to just take any solution.
Yes, and they supply the solution.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah, so what was the all this trick in the book conspiracy from your cousin?
I'll ask him that one. I'll ask him in the group.
Generally. Oh, he's got blint. COVID is blint.
You know what? You know, talking about COVID, actually, I was so surprised. You know, when I obviously went in to hospital to give birth, no way I was ever asked about a test. It just seemed like it just disappeared. And this was before the mask, when they said, okay, you don't have to wear masks at all. But it was just like, at no point you were asked, okay, when was the last time you had a test?
Are you vaccinated?
Are you vaccinated? Are you? Because I was literally thinking, like, okay, where do I have to sign? Where do I have to tell them that, you know, nothing.
Has anyone here vaccinated? How do people who vaccinated feel like right now that it doesn't matter? You
like
know?
It did.
You did all that, put stuff inside of you that you don't know its long-term effect, and now it's like it doesn't even matter. It's like it never.
Because I was expecting to be.
How do you feel? Come, bro. Come,
tell us.
Come tell us. How do you feel? Like you
know? he vaccinated.
The reason why I anticipated it so
but
much.
It was for work. Come again,
it was for work. No, I'm just saying the reason why I anticipated it so much was because I was not vaccinated. So it was like, what's going to happen when I get to hospital because I'm not vaccinated? So it was like, I'm not being asked. My doctor's not saying anything. I'm like, okay, I'll just wait. And there, no one,
it
nothing.
It doesn't even matter.
It's like, it doesn't even matter.
It's like it never was, it's like it was never
there. Was
there.
No form just about, okay, when was the last time you had, crazy, you know, right? Your temperature was high? Nothing. They didn't care.
That's a good question.
What
so
if I was sick?
How do you feel like?
Yeah, now that you're vaccinated and it was...
And you got a certificate.
And yes. Are you framing it? Are you putting it up the wall there? Like, 2019, one day, you know. She'll be like, ah, fucking vaccinated kid. Like me. You got a vaccine fucking daddy. Yeah?
Are you putting it up at your mom's house? Yeah?
Like, what do you do now, fam?
That's what everyone does.
Hey, people, disease. But yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I agree.
I have vex. Yeah, I have V. What up, I have V? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have no vex. Remember when we were on the show, like, oh, we're not vaccinated. You know, and people are like, ah, you're pushing wrong message.
And they almost had us.
No, they had us. You know, we stood our
ground.
Look
at you
like,
now.
Fuck vaccine.
I approve it.
We were alive here. I am breathing the same air.
I remember during the height of the COVID pandemic, Saul came in. He was coughing too much. It's like, insane, that much. So what if I have it? We've got all of it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're all scared, eh?
He's looking like a cool. He's trying to avoid answering. How does it feel? Tell us, bro. So, Papi, on your vax. Now it's like he carries his. He's collecting dust in the car. His certificate. Wherever he goes, you know, he enters Konka. I'm vaccinated. Do I need this thing to enter? No. Wherever you go, they're like, no, you don't even need it. You can give birth now without it. How do you feel, bro?
The other week, bro, he was driving. He just passed out. It was kicking.
What are you carrying with you? Hey, vaccinated people, ask yourself, what are you carrying with you? And when is it gonna kick in, this thing? Time to see, though. Hey, in pate.
That was exhaustion, man.
Hey,
that's really what they call out, it. Dog.
Yeah.
What driver?
Yeah, I was exhausted. Mm. And then I passed out. When I was sick for like a week.
Which vaccine did you take?
The Pfizer one. Putin one. Yeah. Guys, they were threatening industry, so we had to take it.
Threatening industry?
Industries.
Yeah.
So events and broadcasting and all of that. Wherever I worked, they needed the certificate.
Can't you sue them now? Yeah, there's a case.
Is
there a case?
There's a case. Someone sued the company and won at the CCMA because they were forcing them
to vaccinate.
Involuntarily.
A lot of illegal shit has happened under the guise of COVID.
Yeah.
Especially by companies and forcing people to vaccinate. That shit was not legal from the jump.
You know where they win it, though? They don't say, we're forcing you. They just say, you it's can't compulsory. Do this if you don't do this. It's that type of thing. That's so they don't force you.
Come on. But you're not going to get paid.
But they give you
if you
options.
Don't come to work. But you can't come to
what
work if you don't
were
vaccinate.
You
well, you can't come to work.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Then you are four. Yeah. And you don't get paid for the days you don't come to
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Oh.
That sounds like.
But they're not saying, but they're saying it. If you get what I'm saying.
Nah, that's being forced. That sounds like coercion to
also,
me.
The lady was retrenched. That's why she went to CCMA.
Oh, she was retrenched.
Yeah.
Hectic, man.
Hey, man. Hey.
It's wild. What do you think about Elon Musk not buying Twitter anymore?
Oh, it's because of valid reason. Because Twitter will sell salt numbers
yeah.
that we've got a billion users.
Yeah.
Gandhi, 400 million of those billion users, for example, these are not the actual numbers. Are bots.
Yeah.
So you wanted more info on the bots.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh.
And he's pulling, then it was like, nah, I'm pulling out.
Yeah. yeah. But now they're taking him to court.
Why?
They're trying to force him to buy. No, true story. They're trying to force him to buy him now.
They want that for you. How much? How many billions is it?
50 something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy money.
Between 40 and 50, no?
Yeah, well, then release the information he wants. Mm. You know, like, it's like you can't sell a car and not want to show the service history.
Exactly.
If you claim it's got a full service history, yeah. give us the service books. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The house.
Exactly.
You
know, yes.
You need to declare everything, everything that's wrong with the house.
People hardly do, though. Like, that maybe. There's things in the house or whatever. But those are things you can hide anyway. And then a new tenant will find out when they found out. But if they interrogate about it, you have to declare.
And mm-hmm. there's a lot of bots on social media. I think it's Smash. You shared it on the group where Mom Keys posted that statement.
Oh.
And underneath the statement, it's just bots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Like
especially
liking.
The Forex bots, eh?
Mm.
And the Forex bots and like, or even like people who buy followers. Those
oh, yes.
are bots.
Yes.
Generally,
yes.
those are counterparts. When someone's got 10 million Facebook followers, well, Instagram, and they only get 1,000 likes
mm.
or 500 views on mm. things. And it's like, it's...
Oh, shit, man.
Because people buy numbers, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that story about the UCT fake rape case?
No, what is that?
UCT fake rape case involving Professor Malizole Mtlekeza. And a student made the headlines on social media this week. The accuser, according to the court papers, Megan Gali, admitted that she was never raped and the court gave her a 65,000 rand fine.
65,000 rand fine. Fine.
But I still believe her. Hashtag I believe her. I still believe
yeah,
her.
Yeah, because you must, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It's once an accusation is out there.
Yeah, fuck the court.
Her.
The courts were crazy. The courts were crazy. I believe her. Don't yeah. you believe her?
No.
In-house feminist. Can you hear that? Laughing off by our in-house feminist.
Megan didn't say she was raped. She was sexually assaulted. That's what the case was. And then what she lost is defamation. I stand to be corrected. What she lost is defamation of character, not the sexual harassment case.
No, but she admitted.
So
she said she was never
for?
Raped.
What's
yes,
the fine
but,
for?
But the case was not about rape, sexual harassment. Because the guy said, I'm going to take you home. And then he skipped three off-ramps from her place.
Jeez.
And then took her to his place.
Oh, you've got background. What's the case? What
yeah.
happened?
That's what I know for now. But
I've never heard of this case.
She said it's sexual assault, not rape.
Can you give us facts there? I think the
yes.
vaccine's kicking in with eyes. It's losing.
Nah, I'm just.
the vaccine. Hey, what about my vaccine?
I got somebody. Guys,
be aware. Be wary of vaccine. Like, whenever you argue with someone, like, just think, ooh, is this person vaccinated?
Like, did you take your booster?
You probably
did. You get a booster,
right?
As well?
Yeah, hey, vaccinated.
How
people.
Many boosters did you take?
Now I'm sending you responsibility. Now you're fucking bothering us. Now we're gonna deal with incoherent shit. Hey, fact checker, you vaccinated? Yeah, hey, we're looking for a new fact checker, man. Our fact checker's vaccinated.
And she's been sick as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's
been getting sick a lot.
Yeah.
Jeez, what's going on over here, man? Jesus. This is a vaccine corner.
Yeah, even last week, she just sent a message last week. I'm not coming to work. Like, how, why? Explain the vaccinated logic. I'm not coming to work. Vaccinated people. Yeah.
Fact check. Do you got some facts for us there?
Yeah, around this case.
Isn't anything in particular on the case that I can find for you? Just give me a second.
Okay, keep making
the publications.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. Now I don't know. So the fine, what was it for though? What did she lie about? Because
about being raped.
Wait, man.
I think Aya's just confused the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Wait, man. So no. Was there a case?
Yes. So she's opened a rape case, from what I understand.
So, but she saw under oath.
Yes.
Isn't that perjury? Right? Mm. It's perjury, right? Mm. That's a crime.
So that's why she's being
Why isn't she being sentenced and sent to prison for lying about rape? Mm. Right? If it's she committed perjury. Mm.
You're
it's
right,
a crime.
Actually.
Yeah,
especially
it's
in this climate,
Yeah, like.
Mac is right. She did. Lay charges against the professor, claiming that she was raped, and she had a whole uproar on social media. Mm. But then,
and everyone believed her, right?
The police, the police investigated, and there wasn't enough material evidence to support her allegations.
So what are you talking about?
She lost.
That's why we got the fact checker.
About robots.
Which vaccine did you take? Which vaccine did you take, fact checker?
I took a Pfizer.
It affects people differently. Clearly, affects.
I'm trying to find the chat that explained this thing right.
You're behaving like a bot.
Yeah, if it's a Twitter thread, that doesn't count. Unless it's got sources.
Hi, gents. Hi.
No, but you can't take Twitter threads as sources. Unless they have a source. So what was the fine for then?
So, dog, if we open you up, we'll find the vaccine somewhere.
Hey, we'll find it. Lurking. Be a menace. Be a menace in his guts. Fuck his shit up. Let me go to the brain while he's driving.
Hey, man, everyone has a...
Then it's like, fuck, the brain is boring. It's empty up in here anyway. It's just fucking songs. It's just fucking songs.
No Lapiro.
Just songs and Lapiro. Just big fun music shit in here. You're fucking down. Hey, it's doing the most, that vaccine in there, dog. Hey? That vaccine is doing the most in there, dog.
Anyway. Shout out to Uganda, man. It was reported they found gold deposits worth $12 trillion this week.
Where?
In Uganda.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then also Zimbabwe is reportedly going to drill for oil and gas starting from next month, man. You see, they can't finish our supplies. They can't.
Ooh. Yeah, they can't, but we'll still give them away. Yeah. Next thing you'll see in Uganda, and I'm being your cousin, next thing we'll see in Uganda, there'll be a war, there'll be a change of regime, because there'll be a revolution, whatnot, and then we'll hear that the West is supplying the revolution with arms, funds, guns, and whatnot, and then the new government takes over, and guess what? There'll be big contracts to dig out the gold, trillion whatever deposits,
and then the Stellenbosch mafia will relocate
to Uganda.
They'll just send their people.
Nah,
like it's Africa, bro. It's like it's a beautiful thing, but it might become a curse to the people there.
You're right.
Just for the sake of someone needs to dig and get to the gold, and the people will be living in squalor. It's gonna be post war.
Must be a mess right now, man, because they all want a piece of that.
Bro.
Sure.
It's crazy how, you know.
What did they find there? What did you say? It was gold, right?
Deposits of gold. Yeah. Like
with 12 trillion.
They discovered
that's a lot, bro.
That's a lot, dog. That's a lot. That can change a whole country. Well, it will. It should.
Yeah.
But will it? How much gold and diamonds and everything has been taken from Africa?
Sure.
Trillions and trillions and trillions, and we're the poorest continent on earth.
Mm. So you see, America and Europe have their eyes on Uganda right now. Then.
Yeah, of course. If it was Donald Trump days, I'm so kind. I don't know why our producer put this in, but anyway. It's in the prep.
Oh, yeah?
Makaya Teen is celebrating his birthday this week.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he sent me a message. I'm like, it's Makantini's birthday. I'm like, I love Makantini, bro. Mm. Big time, but like, you know.
I think
did something happen to him? Like, what's up? You know, like, it's,
I think those are.
I didn't know how to respond. I didn't respond. He sent me that. You know, I'm like, ah, I'm thinking express. I love my canteen, but like, you know. And then teen. And teen. Like,
drop the fucking thing, yo.
What happened? I saw that, right? Shout out to Promo Cantini. Yeah. Maybe we must try reach out to him for an interview. Ah, mm. Oh, that would be cool.
Yes.
If we reach out for an interview.
Have you tried before?
I think Dudu has. I'll follow up with Dudu.
No. Yeah, and Makai must talk to his son. Oh, his son will probably. Yeah, and he's got a son now who plays also.
Plays. He
plays
for
national. Yeah, he used to play for the under 19 or 20 national team. He's also a fast bowler.
Mm.
He's got stories for days, bro. Yeah, I mean, from being the only black guy.
Yeah.
You know, what he faced, because we know it's not easy being the only black guy in the room, you know, in a white dominated industry or sport or office sometimes.
Definitely.
Right to when you were supposed to go to the World Cup and then.
Your stories for days.
Remember, he was accused of rape? He had the whole rape thing going on to. I think, was it at Lords? Must have been at Lords where he broke some crazy records. And also, too, when he was about to surpass, is it Sean Pollock or Alan Donald? They made him, they forced him to retire with the record. There's a record. He was about to break. Either it's Alan Donald's or Sean Pollock's for the most wickets or whatever. And just before then, they started not playing him and stuff, and they made him retire. He didn't get to break that record. It's like the similar thing with what happened to Lewis Hamilton last season when he was about to break, because he's tied with Michael Schumacher, his record for championship, get his eighth. And then, remember there was then that car, safety car, and then Verstappen won it under some dubious circumstances. Similar thing with Makai. He's got crazy stories. And he's just a phenomenal sports person.
Yeah. What's up with these sports people and being accused of rape? There's quite a list, eh?
Oh, yeah. Especially basketballers, eh?
Basketballers.
Because, bro, sports people, women throw themselves at sports people.
It's, I know the soccer guys. I know Neymar has been accused. Ronaldo has been accused.
Ronaldo's legal team wants money's back from that lady because she lost the case. She lost the case with Ronaldo. His legal team are suing her for the monies.
Benjamin Mendy. There's another Arsenal soccer player recently.
He's guilty.
There's another Arsenal soccer player recently who's just been arrested for rape.
Jesus.
What's this guy? He's a Brazilian player. Used to play for Real Madrid, then went to Man City. Robinho.
It can't be Jesus. Jesus doesn't rape. No, there's an Arsenal player from Brazil called Jesus. Yeah, literally.
Jesus. Rather say Jesus.
Now I'm Portuguese now. Now I'm Portuguese now. Hey, Palo Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah? Why laugh, man?
No, Jesus. Yeah, like by saying Jesus can't rape.
But it's the same because they.
Jesus doesn't rape. Is he accused
what
of rape?
What vaccine did you take?
Jesus and Jesus. I took a J&J vaccine. No, literally, I took the Jesus and Jesus vaccine. Vaccinate your umthandazo. No more unwele. J&J vaccine. The perfect vaccine, you know? That's the vaccine I took, nigga. Holy Spirit vaccine. And I'm here alive to tell the tale.
Stands the test of time.
Exactly. Yeah, true, though. Sports people and being accused of rape.
I think it's an easy target for women because they know they have money.
Partly.
But why would you be, like, all these sports stars then be falling, like, on the same trap? Like, why? Why?
But me, I believe them. I believe all the
ladies. If it's just like all sports stars, why are they falling for the same trap then? If it's a trap.
True. If it's a trap.
If it's a trap, why?
You believe all of them.
You believe all of them. Look at you trying to. trying to be cancelled.
No, but it's. You've got a point, because it's confusing messaging, right? Mm-hmm. It's what we're told, just believe, right? Like blindly, it's the message in the air, like
status quo.
The status quo, the modus operandi. It's mm-hmm. the way things are being done, and you know, like no, just
believe.
Just believe. Mm. Yeah, the stats do say that. Also, that mm. most of the charges generally are mm. valid, and
it's just feminism has just become toxic now. In a nutshell, bro.
Well, yeah, it's almost like the community. You know, there's some people use it to, cause just attack on people,
bloodshed,
and yes, like with what they did with Mapakeng, we spoke about it last week. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're right, though. Feminism also is. Yeah.
Hey, bro, is that the distillery? You know they're saying that this actually works more than the powder.
Oh, the Mbesu.
Yeah.
They say. Mm. When did they tell you?
No, why didn't you test it?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why don't you just go home and test it?
Because I've never taken the powder.
Ah, but does this work? But okay, you've taken this before going home. How are the results, my friend?
Aha, hey. Let me take it now. I'll tell you tomorrow.
No.
I'll tell
you next
week. Okay, guys. Next
After
show,
having that for over 2 months, Mac. Now you're going to take it and test.
Next show, Mac is going to tell us how Mbesu vodka does wonders.
Yeah, I don't want to lie. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me try it out. I'll give you the results.
Oh, okay.
But now, what's the dosage? What's the appropriate dosage?
Of this?
Yeah, let's say you have one woman, so you're looking to do...
The way you say that.
How am I saying it?
You have one woman.
No, you know why, right? You know why? The dosage can vary. Like, based on how much action you're looking to get. Mm. So, like, if maybe you got three wives, then, of course, the dosage would be different.
Can I have some dash and ice, please?
And also, what's the suggested dash? Mm. You know, some stuff have like suggested servings.
I understand what you're getting to. Like, for instance, maybe you say you want to last for an hour. Let's say normally you're a gents that last for, 30 minutes?
Yes.
You know? But now you want to go for an hour.
Yes.
So maybe take 2 shots.
Yes.
And 500... millimeters of whatever.
Yes.
And then you will see. Equals 1 hour.
Yes, because it's more potent if you dash it with water, because it doesn't have any other stuff contaminating
as
opposed to with mango juice that's like thick and pulpy. Right? So,
get you.
You know?
Bring the dash, Lapiro!
Oh, Lapiro! Hey, Lapiro! Hey, guys, it's Lapiro! Lapiro! Hey, Lapiro! Lapiro! The vaccine ran away from Iron's head because it was busy fighting you there. Like, hey, it's all just Lapiro only here. You and you see Lapiro's massive. The quorum for it! Lapiro!
What about ask the guys next week? Ask them what?
Ask them what do they suggest? Because you know how people are, right? They sell you like Mbesu powder even. Mm. And then you try use it. I'm sure you go back. They're like, no, you use the wrong yogurts. Mm. Or you use the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, what is the suggestion for maximum
pleasure
and strength, craft, thickness, and upliftment? Mm. What is the ideal dash?
Because I've been getting a lot of action, but I'm trying to think, is it the Mbesu vodka or I'm just... It's that season. It's action season.
Oh, it's just you.
It's action season.
It's action season.
Been getting a lot of action.
Yeah, too much, dog.
Yeah? It's just that postnatal, post-giving birth action.
Because
I don't know how much action you were getting when she was pregnant. Mm. When my baby mama was pregnant, I was getting a lot of action.
Because they want you there.
Yes.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, you know.
Have you given Naga some action since?
Of course.
Yeah. For real. Hey, you didn't waste time, man.
Yeah, I healed.
After my 6 week appointment is still coming.
Hey. Yeah.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Shout out to Thingy, man. Panyaza Lusufi.
Okay.
So you know how schools, like, and this really pisses me off, because there's schools that include other races by using a language thing, like a language, like it's a liar school, therefore first we're going to teach our kids with in Afrikaans. Obviously a black kid like you and me cannot just apply because we don't know Afrikaans, right? And it's a way, so he's trying to do away with that. There's a bill or something he's proposing to do away with that.
Yes, I saw that in the prep. Yes, phenomenal.
I think that
yes.
thing is groundbreaking, man.
Oh, yes,
that
man.
Thing is really
there's
groundbreaking.
A name of that, it's a bill, ne?
Yeah, yeah, it's a name? Bill. It's a bill, yeah. Shout out to that, man. Like, I think that shit is amazing.
Did you study Afrikaans in school?
Yeah, yeah, I did Afrikaans as a second language, like my entire schooling career from grade one.
Did you have another option, or was it?
No,
was
we only had another option at St. Catharines where I did Zulu. Zulu! There was French.
Yeah, here we go.
And nice. Then I left and went back to Afrikaans. So I pretty much didn't have any other options.
There's a new bill being proposed by the Gauteng MEC of Education, Panyaza Lesufi, called Bella Bill, which seeks to amend the South African Schools Act and address various issues such as language policies at schools and other issues. The bill, most importantly, seeks to ensure that all schools belong to all races. It's about damn time, man.
Bella Bill.
Yeah. Rock some Venda in there. Imagine you took all these white people to Venda and they must learn Venda.
Yeah, that would be nice. Well, that happened to us. You know, here we are doing a whole podcast in English. Africa's biggest podcast.
Right? But it's in English.
But it's in English. I'm sure Mo Shalamin were like, what is this thing? It's in English. Yeah, okay. Yeah, man, that would be dope.
Anything let you want to talk about, Cross Lady?
Guys, I was just watching a whole lot of TV, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, when yes. I was just like, oh, yo. In the time, the break I had, and guess which channel?
Which channel?
Moja Love.
Hey, wait, hey, no, you love
that
Moja
channel
Love.
Is lit. Hey. That channel is lit. There's only some lit stuff happening there.
Are you an ambassador? Like, I'm starting to think she's an ambassador for Moja Love. Are you trying to tell us something?
No,
oh, is that your second job?
Oh, that's the second job. Moja. Yeah, nah. Hey, yeah.
No, those are the pastors that are coming for me. Oh, guys, I was watching Gogo's Kotini.
Which one is that one now?
This Gogo's Kotini. Remember, you see how you have your book, Gogo Maweni?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, there's a new one.
There's another one, guys. Yeah. Gogo's Kotini.
Oh, by the way, I like that feature that you guys have in the morning, man.
Okay.
With Gogo Dineo.
Oh, on Kaya. Yeah. Yes. On 9:59 breakfast. Yo, that's crazy. Yeah. Call in with a dream, dog. What did you dream? Call in with a dream. Oh, we dope. Call in and be like, hey, go my dream. Yeah. So I took a piece of vodka that time. And yo. Yeah. In my dream, I was going around rocking everyone.
And I had new flip flops.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, you were saying, yes.
No. So what I love about this is that it's just, you see how Ukthwasa it's just like become so popular, you know, everyone. And again on this show, so now she's also Isangoma, right? This Ugogo's Kotin. She's very popular on Instagram. I'm like, she's on social media actually.
Yeah. Okay.
And so she even wants to marry two husbands. This is
polyandry. Wow.
Yeah. So it goes as far as I was watching this episode, she's literally naked. And she's pregnant.
Whoa.
I'm like, Evan.
And this is on TV?
This is on TV.
Damn.
I'm like.
So now, she's pregnant. Yes. Wants to marry two men.
Yes.
Does she know whose child it is?
Ah.
Because if you want to marry two men, it means you're dating two men and you're shagging two men.
Of course, yes.
Right?
Of course.
Now, while she's shagging two men, she falls pregnant.
But if you guys, I don't think that matters. If you guys are in a relationship with one woman and all you just got to do is take a test if you really want to verify on whose child it is. But I think it doesn't matter.
In a polyandrous, does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's either or whoever.
You're raising some good questions today, man.
Yeah, and these two men are now going to be like raising the kid and they're both fathers. And the kid, you know.
But I think it's part of the understanding. It's part of the understanding, and surely it must be.
Yeah.
It's just part of the understanding, because you know what happens when you're sleeping with someone. They could potentially fall pregnant, right?
Mm.
Yes.
That is crazy.
So what happens on the show? Does she do readings?
Oh yeah, she does.
Wow.
I know she was, it went as far as, I know this guy was trying to, obviously, it's like to attain more power and wealth.
Whoa.
And then she was explaining to this guy, like, listen, first, it can start with, you have to sacrifice an animal, a chicken. But then next time, again, maybe a year later, you have to sacrifice a cow. Or, you know, it gets bigger and bigger until it gets to what? A human.
Yeah, your kids.
And your own family.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Is that a real thing, guys?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
So there was a reading right there. Like, and I was like, oh, this is so dope. What for the fact that this is just honest.
Well, when is it on?
On Mocha Love.
When? Like Wednesdays, Tuesdays?
It's Sunday.
I can't miss it. Time?
Let's check.
I can't miss it, man. Nah,
you have to check. Check the trailer. You
know, Twyla talk. Twyla comes with the
hey, it's exactly. Big business now, eh?
This is Twyla.
And there's another like form, like way, where apparently... like the sangoma you go to throws like yinumbila those yini amapinto zombila lamapete umbila la yabo umbila man
yeah
corn. Yeah corns I am a corns umbona umbila yeah but those things man zombila like would throw around, ne? And then there's a chicken. That chicken can like go pick. If a chicken picks two, you have a really successful duck 2 years and then you'll die. Or a chicken can pick like 20 of them, but they try to get the chicken as hungry as possible. It's what I heard. Okay. It's what I heard. Like, Twyla Fana, hey.
Wait. It's every Saturday. Every Saturday at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Channel 157, Moja
it's
Love.
It's called Cocos Cotin.
Yeah, started 2nd of July until 24th of September 2022.
So?
Yo, I'm checking that out. So, Sangoma is like big business right now, ne?
Business.
How it is, dog.
It is, though.
People getting reality shows.
But why not?
Features on radio.
Hey, yeah, but they're doing the Lord's work, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, the feature on radio, we just literally decipher your dreams.
Yeah.
You know? And people dream, and people have weird dreams.
Yeah.
Like, the one dream I had was slaughtering a lion. It was a black lion. Pitch black lion was the weirdest thing ever.
Remember that dream I had of Fresh fucking me up?
Fucking you up.
Yeah, it was like fucking me up.
Fucking you up.
Beating you up. Yeah.
Fucking you up was in like beating you or like, oh, beating you. And
don't
then
you remember I told you that dream?
Jesus, bro, no.
Yeah,
no,
it was long ago.
Yeah, explain. How did it go?
It was long ago. I forgot, man. But he was chasing me, trying to fuck me up. I don't know.
Hey. You must. That's why we need Cocos Cotin.
You're cool now, right?
No, we cool. Yeah.
So dreams are very weird like that, man.
I called him to find out what he thinks about you joining Kaya.
Oh yeah, what did he say?
He's like, Saul Radio has always been his first love. Yeah. So I'm happy for him.
Broadcasting generally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he's like, Saul Radio has always been his thing. So I'm not shocked. Mm. Yeah. So you know, we cool.
Yeah,
but also with dreams.
Oh, right. That's underwhelming, man. I thought you want to say something.
Something amazing.
Fireworks, like, you know, like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, fireworks, man.
Oh, no, I got nothing for you, man.
Yeah?
Sorry, I think you've received too much
why don't you just call him, man? If you want fire, just call him.
If I want?
Fire, just call him.
If I want fire? Oh, wow. Why? Because he's a fired guy. Like, I don't get it.
No! I agree, you want files. Call him.
Oh, files.
Yes.
Oh, he's got files.
No.
Hey, yo, Mick Connor, there's a thing Mick is not telling us. There's stuff he doesn't want to tell us.
No, I'm saying, I agree you guys were looking for files or fire because he said what I said was underwhelming. So I'm saying if you want overwhelming stuff, then call him and talk to him.
I'll call him. I'll call Big Bro. It's
when did you call him? Yeah.
Been a while. Yo, been a minute, man.
Yeah.
Been a minute. I'll call him.
Yeah.
Because while we were doing the first show, he was messaging Dineo, you know, about the show. So, but I left him a voice note on Dineo's mess. Didn't leave him. I was just in the background. Hey, Fresh.
Yeah.
You know, but I haven't spoken to him in a minute.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah. Like every time I'd actually go on, like when I'm drunk, I go out.
When you're drunk?
No, not drunk. When I drive out.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed that the cars are on Kaya FM now.
Is it?
Oh, for real?
Because Umnaga has been listening to Kaya in the mornings when you go to work. So I'll be like,
yeah.
Kaya? And I'll be like, is this Kaya FM? Oh, Saul in the morning.
Shout out to you and all the chillers. Like a lot of the chillers have like really tuned in, you know?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful to witness and so appreciated.
Didn't they crash the Kaya app?
Yeah, the car app saw unprecedented numbers.
Whoa!
Like the show. Yeah, like unprecedented numbers. Crazy numbers. Like, Yeah, like on the first show, like the numbers for the online downloads and streams were, and that's probably chillers.
You must also get unprecedented numbers on your bank statement.
Yes, oh, yes.
Drop the ticket.
Receive, Sol, receive.
Yeah.
How long? Let me start with how long do you think Sol will last at Kaya?
Here I am.
Don't look at him.
Here I am.
How long do you think you'll last?
Take me as I am. Touch me.
No, dog. How besides you being my nigga, you.
I think I'm gonna last.
Yeah, you're gonna last a while. You and Dineo have good chemistry, and I listen to radio all the time.
And also, I'm growing into it so nicely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've got a beautiful balance because I also do say some shit that is like.
You must throw a lot of puns. Because
the producer was like, "Hey, man, you can't say that on radio." I'm like, "Well, but I can," you know. So I think I'll last a good while. I think I'll last a good while. By last, do you mean I'll say some shit that'll get me in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he means.
That's what I
if I played safe, I can last forever.
I say 8 months.
No, 8 months.
I think you last 8 months
before he gets into trouble.
So are we counting down to Saul's suspension?
And what Jesse was the one saying, why are you obsessed with when things are gonna end? Like, my piano. When is he gonna fall off?
Good one, Saul.
When is he gonna fall off?
Here he is.
Yeah. Back to sand. Here he is now. Hey, how long is it gonna last?
Fuck this nigga.
You answered yourself, man.
Because he lasted 2 hours on the show.
Yeah, he lasted 2 hours. He was like, hey, my band is going to end. Why am I saying? When things are ending.
And so the guy's an AKA. Same
things we've forgotten.
But I thought about something after you had signed the contract, ne?
Yeah.
Remember all the chillers were up in arms about they thought you were leaving and whatever.
Oh, yes.
Imagine we had asked the chillers to raise money that was equivalent to your Kai FM contract.
Wouldn't happen.
You don't think so?
Ooh.
You don't think so?
How much is that?
Bro, I think it would happen, bro. Let's just say, for example, it was a mil. I think chillers can raise a mil for you to stay on the podcast and not leave.
That's way more than a mil.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. I'm saying, but they would
raise. It's a contract, bro. Oh, come on. Come on now, mate. It's a multi-million contract. Hey. All right, mate. All right, come on now. But tax.
You just surpassed Mac right now.
The tax. No, the tax. Mac will tell you about the new taxes. Yeah? The tax.
The tax
is nuts, dog. Because you're just paying like mils in tax. That's
bro,
how you, like,
I think chillers would have paid, bro.
You reckon?
I reckon. Would have been dope, and then you just walk in first day, you're like, I quit.
You know why I say that, right? I love chillers big time. But, okay, maybe if we put it like that and it's a crowdfunding thing, right?
Yes.
Maybe it's a different situation.
Yeah.
But we already have a situation or an avenue that is similar to that, and it's memberships.
Yes,
and we've seen a slow growth in memberships.
Yeah.
Non-existent.
Yes. Non-existent growth.
I think on Patreon we have 160 people only.
You see.
Out of 700,000. Well,
we've got 700,000 people following us.
Yeah.
Right? Subscribed. But only 2,000-3,000 are paying 5 rands, 10 rands.
Yeah.
Now, if all 700,000, which is impossible, let's make it 500,000, were like, man, I love this so much. I want everybody here to eat, you know, not just Mac and myself. Everyone. And for us to keep doing some super amazing shit, like, we could have been at the festival in Portugal, for example.
Yeah.
You know, from our own pockets.
Yeah.
And our pockets are the chillers' pockets, from literally the chillers. And we would have captured some crazy shit. You know, Musa coming back off stage, backstage, and we're there.
Not even festivals. I mean, just look at Maligan. The amount of work they do, it's criminal.
It's criminal.
How much they're getting paid.
So much.
When you base it according to standard rates.
Yeah, so much. And then and then it's the chillers who then will say, hey!
I'm a corporation.
You get me? And it's those things tie into it. So that's why my instant response was like, nah, they wouldn't. Because already it's like 5-10 bucks is like, you know.
Ghost Lady, you started off as a chiller, you would, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I think they would, dog. I'm telling you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Look, if you get suspended, we'll do a crowdfunding thing.
I'm gonna go to Kai and say some other wild stuff now. Like, something. Opening link. Like, Kai. No, I'm kidding. Fucking bad. This is a wild thing. And I wanna see the chillers now. Come on. Like, I'm so unfortunate. Nah, never, man.
Anyway, if you're in Chile, by the way, don't forget to get our college tune on Vodacom. It's so wild. So I put up a status on Instagram to push the college tune thing.
Yeah.
And the comments are like, and then MTN, what's happening, guys? What are you guys doing at MTN? I get it's only Vodacom. Oh. So the college tune, it's only for Vodacom users only.
Is there a reason for that, or it's just random?
No, it's because MTN, we haven't spoken about it, actually.
I can explain that.
Yeah, explain
it. Oh, you can explain it.
Explain,
oh, okay.
Bro. Hey, man. You're fucking me up, man.
Hey, I am. Am I? Fuck, sorry, dog. No, I'm just curious, like, because someone is... A chiller out there is curious, like...
The way his eyes drop.
Because normally these things won't just stop you.
I'm thinking about it, but I'm trying to answer at the same time, and then I'm like, I'm not making sense.
Hey, man. This nigga just wants to do a podcast, man.
Okay, well...
So, when you... It's like iTunes and Spotify... When you put it up on the aggregators, for color tunes, you can only choose one. So this one company does one. If you subscribe to this company, it only does Vodacom and Telkom or something.
Mm.
So you can't have... So to get that on another platform, you have to subscribe to another aggregator.
Oh, I
see. And it's not like how we do it with Apple and Spotify, where it distributes everywhere.
Mm. What I love about, like, the... Because I never understood the idea of color tunes.
Wait, can I say the number before my battery dies?
Oh, yeah, cool.
So the number to dial is *117*987*80#.
Let me get it, actually.
Yeah, if you want the podcast intro, and then we're going to put John Carney later.
Wait, I'm not on Vodacom. Yeah, so if I'm not on Vodacom, I can't have it.
No, you can't. It's only for Vodacom users, yeah. Yeah.
I can.
Sucks. Yeah, you can. But continue, yes.
Yeah, what I love about... I've always found color tunes stupid, like, right? I've always found them dumb. Like, well, I don't want to listen to music when I'm calling you, right? Mm. But because of the chillies and the podcast and what it is, it's an amazing way because people talk to a lot of people not knowing that they chillies.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, you're calling your business guy, you're about to propose a thing to, and suddenly you hear, nah, while you're calling him, and instantly there's a connection before he even says hello.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck, he's a chiller. As opposed to hearing my, like...
Rufuno.
Rufuno. Okay, then you know he's vendor. Yeah. You know you're calling a vendor guy, you know what I mean? As opposed to hearing a random song. Sometimes I don't even like the song. It's like, why do I want to listen to this garbage while I'm calling you? But with the thing, I think we hopped on it so late, but never late, right?
It's like having a sticker on your car.
Yes! Yeah. Yes! Mm. It's like...
Major one.
Yes.
Major one.
Yes, nah. Exactly.
Oh, I don't get that one.
No, major one. Hey, it's Bushiri, dog. He's major one.
Oh, Bushiri.
Yeah, he's major one.
Oh,
like,
I don't know
people,
that dog.
People love the.
I don't run a church. Oh, his thing is...
His nickname is Major One.
His Henda is Major One.
Yes, literally. Really bad. His Henda is Major One. That's it.
Where's that nigga, bro?
Back home.
Back home, Malawi.
Still. Malawi.
Went to Marawi.
Damn.
Back home in Marawi.
Came 8 and left.
He's in China now, apparently.
He's in China.
He's rocking the Chinese now.
He was on the beach.
He was on the beach.
Yeah, with his wife.
Yo, and that guy's gonna go to heaven, guys. No ways.
I don't, bro. If there's heaven, I doubt it. If there's heaven, it's wild. Have you seen? There's another viral video now where the guy in church is like, "Yeah, no, what's that?" And he's young, like he's 30, maybe early 40s or late 30s, and it's literally like going around. And this is how they're speaking. This is not me saying this. I love my God, guys, you know. But they literally, like, I'm like, bro, if you find out there is actually God and there is actually heaven, like, how are you going to, like, what are you going to say for yourself?
Hey, that's wild.
It's going literally, it's like, literally, he's going around saying that to people. You saw that video, you saw it, right?
That sounds like a dope piano song, man.
Like, Sifuna imali yomnikelo. Yes, sifuna imali yomnikelo. Sifuna imali yomnikelo. Umnikelo ne.
Guys. You know there's a meme of this pastor was after they collected the offering, and so the money was just like very small, and he was like, "What the fuck, Basalwan?"
What the fuck, Basalwan? What the fuck, Basalwan? What the fuck, Basalwan? Yini le Basalwan?
Kung kung kung.
You proud? Are you proud of yourself, Basalwan? What the fuck, Basalwan? Bad, eh?
Hey, man.
I don't. These guys are gonna.
Bro, I think let's go to church for content. Just for content, bro. Let's go to a church just for content.
Ooh, bro. Yo, let's go.
Chillers can invite us to their church, guys.
No, we need to be undercover. We need to be undercover.
Hey.
We need to be undercover. The problem is, people recognize us.
Yeah. Now we wear a mask.
Yeah. We literally need to be undercover, go to church.
Anyway, so this week, man, finally it's happening. We're going to be in the UK, man. 15th of July, we're landing in Manchester for a pre-party. So yeah. Saul is going to play, I'm going to play.
Manchester, right? Manchester, man.
Rocking some piano. One way.
All the way, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Manchester.
And then Saturday, we're out in London. And then we also at the Mzansi Fest.
Yes, there's Mzansi Fest happening there.
Alongside Zex Bantwini, Casper, Lady Do, and then me and you, ne?
Yeah, yes. You and I. There's also some other, like, UK-based South African artists.
Yes.
There's a guy who went viral. He's going to be there. There's a guy who's very viral where he does, like, the UK rap.
Okay.
And Spitori.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
On Instaffs. Let me get. And then, he did inbox me.
Where do people get tickets for the UK?
Pyradio.co.uk. Just go there. Follow them on social media. You'll get all the links. I'll also put the links in the description below.
Good.
So for all our UK chillers, if you want to get tickets, because I know on Sunday we're doing the live podcast in Birmingham, and phase one of the tickets are sold out.
Ooh.
So yeah, they're moving fast.
Wow.
So yeah, man, first time in the UK, I'm excited, man.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Jollibee. I think Jollibee's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's like, he's the godfather of Spitori meets drill. Mm. You know, they call it drill and rap in the UK. You've seen some videos of him on TikTok, man. Like, he's so cool.
Who would have thought, man, from an iPad to the UK?
Hey.
It's crazy, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
And it UK. Won't stop there.
Yeah.
Nah, it won't stop there. Definitely, bro.
But the question is, when will it expire?
Hey, you're being consistent. When is it going to end?
Yeah, I don't worry. If it expires, the chillers are going to fund you.
I don't think it'll ever expire. I don't think it'll ever
expire. Hey, why don't you have hope in the chillers, eh?
You don't have hope in the chillers?
Numbers say otherwise.
No, but numbers say otherwise. You've got like 700,000 subscribers and 1,000 members.
But
like,
don't you think there's other ways to contribute by watching? That's someone's time.
That you see.
And so watching the ads.
It doesn't have to be monetary.
So that's exactly what I was saying. So if we say, Saul is fired, the contract was worth 5 mil, let's all raise 5 mil, then some will say, but we've been watching and contributing.
Exactly.
It's like when an artist dies and they're like, he's broke, they can't bury him.
Mm.
You're like, well, I bought my CD.
Mm.
You know, I'm done. I don't need to send
I attended
money to
their
this
gigs. You know?
I attended the gigs.
I think what you are trying to say is that if the chillers were to donate or become members, whatever, would be able to take the podcast to the next level. Next level meaning we're not dependent on gigs or sponsors.
Yes, or other incomes.
We just literally become brand proof.
Yeah, we just, and what we do is this.
Yes.
Like, we don't need to do other work or gigs.
Like, while we're talking, all of a sudden there's a trailer.
Hey. Mesh, hey. Insert the trailer now.
Close
the show.
You're speaking sense, though.
Yeah.
And it's very honest. Like, it's very honest.
Yeah.
You know, because it's... and then what that does is... But fortunately, it was an amazing show. You know, but what that does is it then, because it takes away then from the chillers' experience.
Mm.
If it's a, it's something pop. Mm. But maybe we're forced to do it because of the lights gotta stay on. Mm. You know? Mm. So I get it.
Hey man, we're out of here.
Peace.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.